Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM 360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM 360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM 360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invite you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
And a great morning and blessings to everyone. This is Martha Nyla Abdullah. This is Nat William Kareem. Makdua, we haven't heard as to how William is, and we pray, first of all, that the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon him and that we are able to connect with our brother and that everything is okay. All right? As it would be, I am here this morning, praise be to Almighty God, and you are here, and that means that our prayers and the blessings are with us, and the time that has been determined is still with us. So we're here. We're connected. And our families have prayed in the prayer that everyone is doing well. Our prayers be with those who have transitioned, that they receive the blessings of Almighty God and that they receive the highest form of paradise. We can say the prayer, and we know that the Creator, the one God, is the Almighty, all-knowing, and we leave it there. I'm thankful, again, to be here, and on this presentation hour, I pray to do justice. Of course, William was sharing the title of this presentation, of his sharing is The Lives of the Prophets. of the prophets. And Ibn Kathir has been the reading, I think, that he's been sharing from. And then the Bible or the text. So what I did was, and you perhaps have access as well, what I did was I searched through, and this is from Qatar, and it's a PDF on the internet. I mean, it's in written format to be shared, and it is on the lives of the prophets. And so I know that William has covered quite a lot. So what I want to do is just perhaps go through as this offering has here. I said, Mr. Qatar, I don't want to go back. But anyway, the translation, and I'm going to stop right there, translation. And the translation, this translation that he's offering is from the Greek translation. Some of the terminology he's indicated, he's omitted because it was kind of hard to translate the Greek into the English form. But it's Greek and Jewish rendering. And of course, we know the prophets, what that means. And let's go to that to just give an understanding of what it means to be, or what is the definition of a prophet. Some would say a seer, you know, one who has a vision into the future. Here, coming from the dictionary, say the Oxford Language Dictionary, a person regarded as an inspired teacher or proclaimer of the will of God. In Christian use, the books of Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, and the 12 minor prophets. See here, a person who speaks for God or for a deity or by divine inspiration. In the Old Testament, a person chosen to speak for God and to guide the people, and here it says guide the people of Israel. Moses was the greatest of the Old Testament prophets. Again, that's coming from their rendering and their understanding. So let's go to now, as we shared, we will be sharing from, again, Mr. Qatar, Charles Qatar. One moment here. And William, if he gets on, by all means, let it be known that you're here, and I will step out the way. All right. Okay, let's go on, Mr. Qatar. There are different renderings of the lives of the prophets. Anwar al-Awlaki, A-W-L-E, and there are different downloads that you can do in MP3 form, another kind of audio, World of Islam portal. The Lives of the Prophet audio lecture, The Chosen One. So let's go to what we have. As now began, the name, and if you have a question or comment you'd like to share, please, by all means, press 1 on your phone, all right? And we will open your mic. The name of the prophet and whence they were, where they died, and how and when they were buried. And the first one we start with is Isaiah. He was of Jerusalem. He met his death at the hands of Manasseh. That's capital M-A-N-A-S-S-E-H. Sawn in two. He was sawn. Yes, you're right. Sawn, like using a saw. He was sawn in two. And was buried below the fountain of Rogel, G-E-R-O-G-E-L, Rogel, hard by the conduit of the waters which Hezekiah foiled, in parentheses, for the enemy, close parentheses, by blocking their course. For the prophet's sake, God wrought the miracle of Siloah, for before his death, in fainting condition, he prayed for water, and it was sent to him from this source. Hence, it was called Siloah, S-I-L-O-A-H, which meant sent. Also, in the time of Hezekiah, before the king made the pools and the reservoirs at the prayer of Isaiah, a little water came forth here, lest the city at that time besieged by the Gentiles the water. For the enemy were seeking a drinking place, and as they invested the city, they encamped near Siloah. If then the Hebrews came to the pool, water flowed forth. If the Gentiles came, there was none. Hence, even to the present day, the water issues suddenly to keep the miracle in mind. The water issues, that means comes out, suddenly to keep the miracle in mind. I think there's some words we want to discuss. Who is Hezekiah? And Hezekiah, as we are presenting on Prophet Isaiah, many of us know of Prophet Isaiah. But who is Hezekiah? E-Z-E-K-I-A-H. Hezekiah, or it says Ezekiel, was the son of Ahaz. And he was the 13th king of Judah, according to the Hebrew Bible. In the biblical narrative, Hezekiah witnessed destruction of the northern kingdom of Israel by Sargon. And this is from Wikipedia, everyone, that I'm reading. Okay, let's go to here. Hezekiah enacted the sweeping religious reform, including a strict mandate for the sole worship of Yahweh and a prohibition on venerating other deities. Now you get a closer picture of Hezekiah with the Temple of Jerusalem. He is a very righteous king in both the second book of Kings in the Bible and the second book of Chronicles. So for those who want to just research a little bit, you'll get to know Hezekiah. So this is indicating his belief in one God. And what does Hezekiah teach? He confessed the sins of the nation and told them what they needed to do to make it right. Hezekiah realized the leaders on board first. If you want to reach the people, reach the leaders. Whatever you're representing, find the influential people. That's from Hezekiah. All right. So let's see if you have any question or comments right this moment. One and raise your hand. Coming to 636-980. Assalamu alaikum, Imam Kareem Hamid.
Wa alaikum assalam. Praise be to Almighty God Allah. And thank you for sharing about Hezekiah. But I have a slight problem with his statement of reach the influential. Yeah, of reach the influential. To a people, there's in our beloved Prophet Muhammad's life, we pray the prayers and the peace upon him. where he found when the blind man tried to get his attention, but he was on the way to speak to those big shots, the leaders of the tribe, and they were not hearing it. And Allah instructed the Prophet Muhammad, you know, what made you think that they would, you know, adhere? But here one comes to you sincere, and you turned away and frowned. So, you know, that's what came to my mind when you shared that. Yes, thank you, my sister.
To Almighty God, for your comments, too, and listening to that. And I think this is a breeze way. I'm going to go to a public service announcement, everyone. And like you said, the what comes to clear that up is, and you know, of course, in time, certain times, people try things, and that was very much in his mind. But the focus there was that he was directing them to one God. Terminology they worship then, Yahweh. But alhamdulillah, so now we know the rest of the story. Thank you, Imam.
You're welcome. As-salamu alaykum. As-salamu alaykum. Wa alaykum as-salam.
All right, dear listeners, we're going to go to a public service announcement, and perhaps when we return, we will be connected. Presentation hour. As-salamu alaykum. Stay with me.
As-salamu alaykum. This is Edward Willis, advisor at Graceline Community, asking you to join me in supporting community-wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360. Make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or phone in your pledge to 910-317-0297. Again, make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or by phone at 910-317-0297. Together, we can remake the world. Thank you.
God's peace be upon you. God.
Join us live every Wednesday morning from 7 a.m. 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with host Naima Latif and yours truly, Imam Kareem Hamid, presenting The Female Solution. We look forward to your presence. As-salamu.
Families, communities, city, state, country, and more. Everything starts with you, the individual, you. What is the character of you? Are you a book? Can you be read? Join us every Friday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for a wonderful hour of information being shared by you, with you, for you, the you in all of us. I am Martha Naila Abdullah, and I am your host for Community Developmental Stages. Again, every Friday evening from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., be there.
All right. Yes, dear listeners, we're going to promote all of our hosts here on American Muslim 360. Oh, they genuinely give up their time and their research and their information sharing, their heartfelt love for you. As listeners, we appreciate you. And so definitely Sunday through Saturday, listen to AM 360 from perhaps 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. and then in the evening, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. perhaps. But there are times in the middle of the day that there are presenters, such as on Mondays, there's the MAP, the Muslim American Muslim American, what's the P? Anyway, MAP 5. But that's with Fleming Elamine and Cheryl Sudas and two others whose name is eluding me right now, but they come on from 1 to 3 p.m. And guess what? Because of our connection, making medium connections, You know that New Day for Al-Islam comes on 10 to 1. How beautiful that is, right? Monday, 7 a.m. to 10, no, 8 to 9 a.m. with William Kareem presenting the Upload Life, Life of the Upload Life. I'll get it right. But that's from 8 to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., you can go over to the New Day for Al-Islam. And then 1 p.m., come back to AM 360 for Cheryl and the group, the MAP 5. And then at 5 p.m., connect with us with our dear brother Abdul Shaheed, where he presents Optimal Health from 5 to 7 p.m. Ending the night, 7 to 8 p.m., Imam Abdul Aziz with Maya Alitulli Hel. And here we are now Tuesday morning with the Lives of the Prophets. Our dear brother William Kareem, and I'm happy to report he is well. Praise be to Allah, but he will speak to us at the very end, and inshallah we'll continue to connect you with some information, and we're not on the same path as he has so beautifully laid out for us, but we'll get back to that. And right now, if you have any questions or comments you'd like to share, press 1. Otherwise, we're going to go right on to our connection here with Isaiah, Prophet Isaiah, and the connection of the king of Judah, which is Hezekiah, and how Isaiah, there was a request that he made, and that was for the water, because the country was experiencing a deficit, a lack of water supply. So he prayed for it. Hezekiah saw to it being done. They call it the Silo, S-I-L-O-A-H, which means sent. And so it was. So Hezekiah believes that the Creator, as they use Yahweh, sent the waters, but indicating that it was for it was not for the Gentiles, it was for the Hebrews. So let's continue on here from Mr. Cutter's expression or sharing on the lives of the prophets. And this says, because this was route, I'm rereading, prayer of Isaiah, the people in remembrance buried his body near the spot, and they're indicating where the water was, with care and high honor, in order that through his prayers, even after his death, they might continue to have the benefit of the water. Indeed, a revelation had been given them concerning him. His tomb, however, is near the tomb of kings, behind the tomb of the priests. As we're listening now, we're years later after Isaiah's demise. Now we have come to understand, you know, that the reference to tombs, and we can talk about that at another time, God willing. Continuing on, now Solomon constructed the tombs, which had been, and Solomon, you know, you've heard of Solomon. Allah be pleased with all of the prophets. Solomon constructed the tombs, which had been designed by David on the east of Zion. And the location of Zion, well, we can come back to that. To Zion, where there is an entering road from Gibeon. G-I-B, as in boy, E-O-N. The town, 20 miles or 20 stadia is the word they use, 20 stadia distant from the city. He made a winding construction. Its location, unsuspected. Even to the present day, it is unknown to the most of the priests and wholly unknown to the people. There the king kept the gold and the spices from Ethiopia. So when Hezekiah showed to the Gentiles the secret of David and Solomon and defiled the bones of his ancestors, therefore God laid upon him the curse. What was that curse? That his descendants should be in servitude to their enemies. And God made him to be childless from that day. Now, this, of course, as I said, is offered by Mr. Cutter. But for him to be childless, how can he have descendants? And then he goes on to Jeremiah. But that's striking right there, the curse of Hezekiah, who was the king of Judah, which was considered an area for the Hebrews. So because he turned and respectfully showed the Gentiles, and we can study more on that, on what those words mean. What's the difference between the Hebrews and the Gentiles? Well, we can ask that question right now, right? I'll go to that just in case you have that question in mind. The difference, and if you know and from a particular study, please share. Between the Gentiles and Hebrews. I have a thinking on it as, you know, being raised Baptist, but hey, you have the different references there. Okay, the difference between, now this says Jews and Gentiles, so we know the Jews were the Hebrews, right? Okay, who are the Gentiles according to the Bible? To put it simply, the term Gentile describes any and every person of non-Jewish heritage. All right. What is the Gentile and their role in the Bible? To put it simply, of course, the Old Testament often describes the Gentiles as tribes who worship other gods, representing other nations. They were often hostile towards Israel. Hear it clearly. Warred, W-A-R-R-E-D, fought with her, Israel, and exiled her people, exiled the people of Israel. That takes us to that question. Before we go any further, who actually exiled the people of Israel? Are the Jewish people, I'd say. Shall I say that? Okay. Exile was the Assyrian exile. You know where Assyria is. The expulsion from the kingdom of Israel, Samaria, began by Tiglath, that's capital T-I-G-L-A-T-H, Pileser, capital P-I-L-E-S-E-R, the third of Assyria. So this goes back to a leadership time in the place Samaria. Assyria, it was called the Assyrian exile. So the kingdom of Israel, which was Samaria, and this was in 733 BCE. This process was completed by Sargon II with the destruction of the kingdom in 722 BCE, concluding a three-year siege of Samaria, which began by Shalmaneser V. So there was an ongoing process, in other words, for the Jewish people to be exiled. Now, the question then leads to say, why? Why were the Jews to be exiled? Let's go back to connect with the in Medina with the Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him. Let's connect there. Even after this period, there were five tribes, now we use the word tribe, groups of the Jewish ones connected in Medina. The Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is from Ibn Kathir's book, connecting with the brother William. Ibn Kathir's book, it references that the, and I'm not reading it, but having read it, it referenced that the Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him, met in secret with a relative of his who had connection with these groups. And I won't call the names now because I may mess it up. But anyway, leave it to know that there was a contracted agreement. There was an agreement that the Jewish communities would not cause havoc in Medina. And that's the main point I wanted to make. If you have any comments on this, please press 1 on your phone. We'll open your mic. We want to keep the conversation going as to our understanding where we are today in the very geographical area of Israel, the very contention that is being forged between Israel and Palestine, and the very unbelief that Israel is the chosen people, that and they are not to be, no force is to be brought against them, and how the life of the Muslim coming forth from every human being, how that Muslim has to come forth and be upright, be the leader in all of our lives. And why do I say it that way? I say it that way because the Muslim is in the seat, the peace that Almighty God constructed or designed all of us. But do we let it come out in order for us to say, I am Muslim, then the life we're living has to come from somewhere and from our thinking and from our the seat of our of very nature. So Almighty God, so those who can say, okay, I'm Jewish, I'm of a certain nationality, that's what Jewish reference is, of a certain nationality, can I be Muslim? Yes, you can, because of what it means. I submit. So praise be to Almighty God. I wanted to share that. Press one. Okay, yes, come on in, my dear brother. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam, and thank you so very much for being a cover for me this morning. All praises due to Allah. You know, this is the kind of people that we want to be around, Sister Martha Nyla Williams, and that's the way
thank
that we have to be with each other. We have to be covers for each other, and I truly appreciate Sister Martha Nyla Williams that you actually covered me. And did the program this morning. Thank you so very much to the guests that are on. I just want you to know that, you know, I was just knocked out and didn't have next to me. And my sister tried to call me. She really did. But I'm just very interested listening to the program and what she has been talking about. I think the point about exile is interesting because it's not a word that we use today. We don't use this word exile. But it means being barred from one's native country. So it seems like that happened with our prophet Muhammad too. That you know they kind of exiled you know him and his followers from Mecca at the time. You are mentioning you know the fact about the Jewish people you know coming from you know as one people, Adam and Eve. You mentioned that, and that's true. But we wound up you know, creating differences for ourselves. But, you know, like it has also been said that the way that the Israel people or the Jews got into Egypt, that they got into Egypt because, not because of it, they were exiled, but because there was a famine. And, you know, it's like Mexicans trying to come over the border, that there was more opportunity here in America, that was the same thing with the Jewish people or the Israelites, that, you know, there was opportunity for them in Egypt because they were doing a lot of building and things like that. So what they did is they went to Egypt because, you know, that's where the work was. I just wanted to add that. Thank you so very much again, Sister Martha, for covering me, and I'll let you go ahead and finish the program.
Alhamdulillah, and that opens the door for so much. Thank you, William, because in my reading, just standing in the library, I love to read, and I was reading a history of young men presenting their history, and he wrote that during the time of Catholicism, the reign, the strong reign of Catholicism, that there was this push for everyone to become Catholic, and in Europe, and at the time, the ones that were studying the Torah didn't give them a name per se right then, but it just said they were studying the Torah, and the ones pushing for Catholicism wanted them to stop and worship take on the practice, that whole setup, you know, with the I don't want to go, let's see, how does it go with the priests, the Pope, the priests, the knights, the all those labels. And there was the particular ones that did not want to change over or stop reading the Torah. And there were those that taught the Torah in the basement somewhat, whatever the construct was, in the basement and at night by candlelight or what have you, taught. And then they migrated, like you're saying, so I can understand now the connection of migrating for, was it also an inclusion of religious migration? Because was Egypt open to more worship, freedom to worship as you believed of one nationality, those who migrated, that they, and they took on being Israel, and Israel means taking on a journey, traveling, right? So how it connected and became a land, I don't know. That takes a little more research. But it was leading to say that they were, that word itself meant those who migrated, who moved about. And I'm thinking now that it connected also with the needs as well as for the needs for physical things and the needs for spiritual freedom, or religious freedom. So praise be to Almighty God. This definitely lends itself, everyone, to our studying connection when we definitely, when we're, now I'm going to merge to talking about the 50-year Human Family Strategic Planning Initiative. Establishing initiatives that will bring us closer to one another as human, as the human family, and take the divisiveness out of the air, and using language that will connect us. And so praise be to Almighty God for this presentation here. Let me see if there's anyone. Yes, 972, our dear brother from Texas. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Ishmael family, Dallas, Texas, correct. Sorry about that noise. We're getting started.
Oh, no, that's okay. We can.
just a few comments, and thank you, Brother William Kareem, for coming in, chiming in. He just reminded me story of Isaiah. I hadn't really read up on Isaiah, so I appreciate this information. And we know that Joseph represents a movement and intellect to get to responsible leadership. And it's through the Jews entered Egypt through Joseph first. So that kind of paved the way, like Brother Kareem was saying, for when it was time, when a family, like, hey, let's move here. That's how they first began to enter Egypt, and they exited Egypt through Moses. So with just those two things, we can really look at, when we talk about the prophets, how they personified a lot of things that we're talking about. I just want to add that. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Praise be to Almighty God. Yes, yes. Oh, this is beautiful. I'm going to leave your mic over. You can speak in as we are. Well, we're going to be going a little bit over, inshallah, it'd be okay. But I want to remind everyone, 10 to 1, you can go over to New Day for Al-Islam. Today is Tuesday here on AM 360 PM Eastern Standard Time for courtship and marriage. Yes, 7 to 9 PM with Manira Habil and her recurring guest, Sister Bayina and Adam Baya, but mostly Sister Bayina Baya, as they presenting very valuable information. But yes, now on to the understanding, the connection that we want to have when we are talking interfaith. Now we can, it's one human family, and we see the connection. And we appreciate it, I know I do, because we have family members that are of different traditions, or I say tradition, different ways that they live their lives. There's something germane to what we do. We all wake up. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wakes us up. We all have the blood circulating in this physical body. The body is an humble servant to all of us. Whatever we make it do, say, ask it to do, it does. And then we all have to have food, clothing, and shelter. When it comes to that spiritual self developing, then we can look back at the climate that was established and became traditions. And so linking it together, now when we have a conversation, as Ismail was just sharing, and William, now when we understand people move about, because what? We need to eat. We need comfort. And when it's not, when it's desolate in one area, you can't create it to be, then you would. But looking down upon someone, that's not necessary to move. And the ability to understand that when you use something, though, be willing to replace it. Be willing to have that recycle process take place. So if there's grains or what have you that's being grown in a land and you want to take part of it, then also be willing to work at replenishing it so it can be replenished. And that's when we mentioned about Hezekiah and the water flowing and how it indicated, I'm going to research that a little more, indicated why it stopped or slowed up when the Gentiles wanted water. And does this take us to the watering of, as I think it was Prophet Moses, Prophet Joseph, you'll correct me, which one were the young ladies, two young ladies were trying to water their flock, their, get their water, and the, I think it was Yusuf, the one that helped them, or Moses? Okay. I have your mic open, Ismael. So whoever it was.
No, I'm enjoying like that. I'm getting started. So I'm enjoying the program. I'm here to listen. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillah. Okay. Alaykum assalam. And then the one that helped them, so this watering that I'm speaking of, and then to connect with the water of Zamzam, that's continuing to flow, and the history of that, getting more, as Imam Worthy Muhammad, Rahimahullah Alayhi, shared with us about the real understanding of that Zamzam and of the watering and how the, you know, it connects physical water, but it connects more so to our life, the community life, the developing of life. And life, he's saying, all life forms start in the water. I know you can connect with that, going to our being bathed or being birthed and there being that water that is that we're in as we're being formed, to be this physical form and then being formed on the level of our intellect and being then being formed on the level of our spirituality. So the praise is due to Almighty God, and we want to stay connected, continue having an open heart and an open mind, allow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us to see people. And now when we go out today and we see another person, think of the migration that probably took place for them to be here in America. Not thinking about the force, not thinking about the harm and the inhumane treatment of many, but think about just the migration process that took place. And it's called America. I like to say America. America, you are commanded. That's the way I look at America. Commanded to treat, to be in the best, with the best behavior, first with the best words, then with the best behavior, and then being considerate of others. Kind, courteous, and considerate. Alhamdulillah. So, dear listeners, we're at that time now. So if you have any comments you'd like to share, please, by all means, do so. Again, please join us again. I can say now, for the other medium. We're one in one accord. We have our different management styles, but we are here to share. And we're making our community become more unified, inshallah, by seeing the beauty of what we have to present. So at 10 to 1, 515-605-9326. Again, 515-605-9326. That's a new day for Al-Islam with William Kareem and other presenters, other imams. You would love to hear them. On Wednesdays, Mondays, the Sister Reed's information as well. But come on, join, get on board. And then AM 360 at 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Now, I don't know if there's a conflicting time for the other mediums, such as with Imam Fahim Shu'aib I believe Tuesdays, Imam Fahim Shuaib does do Universal Dimensional Leadership. Is that Saturday? We can double check, everyone, and please share that information. I'll check as well. But on Tuesdays, I believe Imam Fahim Shuaib does present as well, and his may be from 11 to 1. So you pick and choose. At least you have the smorgasbord to choose from. And then IWDM, I'm not sure as to who's presenting at 7 p.m., but I believe they do have others who present at 7 p.m., but we want you to come to AM 360 and be a part of the courtship and marriage here, courtship and marriage, but yes, with Munira Habil. So inshallah, we look forward to your connecting with us one way or the other. If you have any questions or comments you'd like to share, dial 910-317-0297. Email us. That's info@cwsc.us. You can tweet us at capital CWS, lowercase H-U-R-A-A. That's W Shura. Or you like us on Facebook for sure. Please, Community-Wide Shura Conference, the parent body of American Muslim 360 and all of the other intelligentsia components. Become connected with the intelligentsia by sharing us your information, your expertise on through the MCNRD, the Model Community National Resource Directory. You can now go to cwsc.us, click on Join CWSC, all right? And if you want to get more in-depth and participate with the intelligentsia component, then click on the MCNRD or About Us or What We Do. And either way, you're going to be connected to the Model Community National Resource Directory. That director, the director is Japrita Hadi, and you'll hear her every Saturday evening, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. There's so much more, everyone, and we are really so blessed and thankful to Almighty God for you and your continued participation by your word, your listening, your prayers, and definitely your dollars. So when you're on cwsc.us, click on the blue donate button. All right? Thank you so kindly. God's peace be with you. We're going to go ahead with our You've Got to Be Thankful. And this Abdulrahman Hatem. Please enjoy.
Early in the morning, sailing friend, Milton's fresh fruit coffee as I stumble down the stairs, tiptoe by the bedroom where my children used to sleep. 25 years earlier, I still pray my Lord their souls in keep. Grab my teeth, grab my hat and I head on out the door. Crank up my old pickup truck. Get off the work I go. But I gotta be alright.
Gotta be alright.
The best that I can. Try and make a difference. Cause that's just who I am. I've gotta be strong. A little helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But you gotta be thankful.
Gotta be thankful.
Gotta be grateful for my life. And all the things he's given me that make my life. For the warm rays of sunshine. Stars that light the night, friends I've left forever, and my children and my wife. Now there's a little boy who lives down the street who wants to grow to be a man. But life is rough and the streets are tough and he tries to understand. He say, Miss, can you help me? Can you lend a helping hand? Tell me why the life's so rough. Can Well, I think about the days gone by and the things my daddy said, and the wisdom that he shared with me still lingers in my head. He said, you gotta be all right. You gotta do the best that you can. Try and make a difference in any way you can. You gotta be strong.
Gotta be strong.
And lend a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But you gotta be thankful.
Gotta be.
You gotta be grateful for your life and all the things he's given you that makes your life your life. For the warm rays of sunshine and the stars that light the night, and friends that last forever, and your children and your wife. Go back to colors. And I sing the day's last prayer, asking for his blessing for people everywhere. And our sons and daughters who fight in foreign lands, trying to make a difference for their family. But they gotta be alright. They gotta do the best that they can. Try to make a difference any way they can. They've got to be strong.
Gotta be strong.
And lend a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But they gotta be thankful.
Gotta be thankful.
They gotta be grateful for their lives and all the things. For the warm rays of sunshine and the stars that light the night, and friends that last forever, and their children and their wives. Yeah, they gotta be thankful. For the warm rays of sunshine, stars that light the night, friends that last forever, and their children and their wives. Say they gotta be thankful.
Gotta be thankful.
All that we've been given, we've been blessed, right? Praise be to Almighty God. See, this whole earth as the mosque, as the masjid, as the church, as the temple. All the whole earth, and that will help us understand what it means to be Muslim or be one who submits their will to Almighty God, to the will of God. And I'd like to share, hospitality is the etiquette of humanity. Assalamu alaikum.